Hello and welcome to Towel Capes, where we cover film, television, comics, and games. I'm your host, Cody Nestor. Alongside me is my co-host and uncle, Todd Heal.
What's going on, guys?
Today we are checking out Thundercats number 2. In the aftermath of his first battle with the mutants, Lino attempts to use the sight beyond sight to ask for guidance from their lost leader, Jaga. The vision he receives instead leads the Thundercats to discover another Thundarian survivor on Third Earth. Meanwhile, Slythe and his mutant band have discovered the Pyramid of Mum-Ra, and they're about to learn firsthand how dangerous the ever-living one can be. Thundercats number 2 was released on March 13, 2024, published by Dynamite, written by Declan Shalvey, with art by Drew Moss. So, Todd, let's discuss Thundercats number 2. Spoilers are ahead.
All right.
So, Todd, we previously also reviewed Thundercats number 1.
Yes.
If people want to go back and kind of check that out. But in a nutshell, what did we think about issue 1?
I think we thought it was decent to good. You know, we don't get a whole lot of new ground here, other than we kind of get a spoiler at the end, possibly a connection between Jaga and Mum-Ra. Other than that, we're just setting up our major players, you know, a story we've already know about, we've seen before.
Yeah, I think issue 1 was more like, let's recap the 1980s television show.
Right.
Like, we're not really, in issue 1, we didn't really venture too far away from the familiar.
Yes.
We establish our characters. They arrive on Third Earth. Jaga doesn't make the trip. Lino goes from cub to fully grown adult overnight because of his pod. And then we're kind of put into the situation of Lino needs to lead the Thundercats, but he's basically been thrown into this. He has a battle with the mutant leader Slythe, who also kind of followed him to Third Earth. The Sword of Omens is shattered.
Right.
And that's kind of where we pick up here. Again, it's a lot kind of just kind of sinking into that warm nostalgia bath in the issue 1.
Yeah.
Really didn't move anything else along. Like I said, I think we both thought it was decent. I think your biggest problem with it was the design of Tigra.
Yes.
Mentioned quite a few times, I would say. But yeah, thought it was decent. So overall, just high level view, what do you think about issue 2?
I would think right along the lines of issue 1, it was you know, decent to good. We don't get a whole lot of meat on the bone in this particular issue. There's not a lot of action, little to none action wise. Mm-hmm. We do get a new character introduced. More about that here in a little bit. But you know, kind of just more of the same. You know, modern storytelling. You know, you can't put all your apples in one basket right on issue 2 or 1. So you're just kind of plodding along.
Yeah, this is definitely this issue going from more what you know, kind of establishing like that in between period. Now we're kind of starting to move towards the story of what we're telling, which is kind of like a potential mystery or connection with Mum-Ra and Jaga,
right.
A new Thundarian survivor. What is that MO of that person? Those kind of things. So we're starting to move away from like issue 1, which is just to kind of get you back into the world. And now we're kind of seeing like some of the relationship dynamics and things going on outside of the just with the Thundercats, so to speak. So let's kind of deep dive a little bit into the story here. Kind of starting off, Lino, he's having some bad dreams.
Right.
He's having some bad dreams. Obviously, watching the Sword of Omens shatter has really kind of had an effect on him. Losing his mentor, Jaga, of course, is taking its toll. We see Wile E. Kid and Wile E. Cat bringing him some soup.
Yes.
That immediately kind of gets spilled. While he's kind of talking with Wile E. Kid and Wile E. Cat, you see the other Thundercats, they're off. Panthro, Chitara, Tigra, they're all kind of salvaging kind of parts from, like, the mutant ship.
Right.
And then we have Chitara. She ends up, while they're salvaging parts from the mutant ship, she ends up finding a female Thundarian locked up in the mutant ship's brig. You want to tell us about our new Thundarian survivor?
Let me make sure I get her name right here. It is
So, Todd, tell us about our new Thundarian survivor and what's going on there.
So as you mentioned, she was a female. Her name is revealed to be Calica. Mm-hmm. She actually, Chitara runs her back to the Cat Slayer. She tells Cat and Kit to get a medical bay ready. She wants to know where Lino is. All the Thundercats kind of have a little meeting around her. They're kind of questioning her, like, you know, who are you? Where did you come from? You know, what's your story?
Right. She kind of gives a backstory that she was like a farmer's daughter. She was just kind of tending the fields for her father back on Thundera. The mutants kind of came down, ended up pulling an alien abduction on her. They took her aboard the ship, ran a bunch of tests. Like, she's giving the backstory to the Thundercats as she tells it.
Right.
Is that everyone's kind of skeptical except for Lino, who Chitara mentions later. She says that he's fallen in love, like, yeah, instantly with Calica. So I guess she's the only other female Thundercat there besides Chitara. And I guess Chitara's probably meant to be a little older than Lino here, not so much maybe a love interest to start. So he's like immediately
smitten by her, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think you call her Calica, Todd?
Calico cat.
Yeah, exactly. Perhaps because she looks like a calico cat. Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, everyone's skeptical of the story, especially Panthro. So we see him and Lino kind of have some words back and forth with each other. He's like, you know, I'm not, he's like, you know, don't be naive, son. He's like, I am not your son. I am your lord. So, like, what do you think about the dynamic between, like, that we're kind of setting up here between Lino and Panthro in the story?
Yeah, it seems to be they're, you know, they're butting heads a lot. They're clashing, you know, in a way I kind of like it. You know, it's kind of breaking some new ground you didn't really see in, like, the old cartoon series, which is more where my, you know, knowledge of this property lies.
Yeah. Panther, he gets pissed off and goes and punches a tree.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you kind of get that dynamic because he kind of says, you know, he, you know, kind of is internalizing, like, you know, Jaga was meant to be Lino's mentor to kind of bring him along. They expected to have years of Lino training from cub to man, like years of training with Jaga, years of his mentorship, but Jaga's gone. And Panthro, he's, I guess, kind of the elder statesman here.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Lino's kind of been dropped in his lap to kind of lead along.
Right, and he's kind of responsible for him. So he's going to kind of, he's trying to deal with his Lino being not only his lord, but he's also young and naive and doesn't know the ways of things. So he's trying to kind of get rid of his, you know, he says he's a general, not a babysitter. Right. He's kind of trying to balance the two here. And yeah, like, that's something that you don't get a lot of, like, in the, you know, in the 80s series and the cartoon series, is that kind of character, the interdynamics, the interpersonal relationships of the Thundercats. So, like, some of that stuff, seeing that kind of gone into here is definitely kind of nice to see.
Yeah.
It definitely gives you a little bit more to, like, chew on than just, like, a straight out-and-out action comic, which I do kind of appreciate. Like, you kind of see the relationship that Jaga and Lino has that's kind of hinted at. Then you have the relationship between Panthro and Lino and that kind of tension that's coming there.
Yeah.
And like, it's all kind of really good stuff. Like, it's the most solid part so far of the first two issues, I would say, is the kind of little dynamics you see. Some other things that I kind of liked about the book, we see a lot more of, like, kind of like what Third Earth looks like, some creatures and stuff, which we'll talk about. But like, you get a lot more kind of the sense of the landscape of Third Earth, which is kind of nice to see. What's going on back with Mum-Ra, Todd?
So we kind of see some of Sly's minions. They've been kind of sent ahead since their ship crashed. I think they had orders to, like, find a new camp. We see them kind of come upon Mum-Ra's pyramid. All of a sudden, they start just disappearing under the sand, out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're kind of mentioning, you know, Sly told us to go set up, you know, find a site that we can set up a stronghold. He's off to kind of, you know, tend to his wounds because, you know, we don't see the conclusion of that fight depicted in the book, but it's kind of stated that mutants did get run off by the Thundercats. They lost. Sly is kind of taking his loss all on his own, and he's out, you know, kind of sitting in the Thundarian wilderness. For some reason, ends up fighting a Cyclops octopus.
Right.
But, you know, it's fine just to kind of, I guess, reclaim his, you know, his masculinity, for lack of a better term, even though he's a weird frog mutant man. But, yeah, we kind of see that. And then we also see that Mum-Ra is kind of still kind of, we're led to believe that he's still kind of communing with Jaga.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you know, you've presented me with this bounty of these nasty-ass dead creatures to eat. Thank you so much, Jaga.
Right.
Like, hints at more to come of things that may Jaga have, like, you know, kind of put in place for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, part of me is like, is this a red herring? How is this going to turn out? I'll ask you about that kind of as we wrap up here for a minute. But we kind of go back to Lino. Lino and Calica kind of go back to his room, and he kind of shows her his barbed cat penis. I mean the broken sword of omens.
Sorry.
Not his barbed cat penis. No, it was the broken sword of omens.
I read the wrong version, I guess.
But yeah, Lino kind of tells her that they're most likely they're both the last of their kind, and then they kind of have a little kind of heartfelt kind of hug there. But uh-oh, turns out she might be a simp for Mum-Ra.
Right.
In our last panel, we see her eyes kind of glowing red. Mum-Ra in the background kind of insinuating that this is also Jaga kind of helping him in a way, placing this potential Thundarian survivor here right into the midst of the Thundercats. What do you think about that angle, Ty? What do you think, play it out big picture, long term, what's your best guess of where that's going? Is it just a red herring? Are we going to sow some seeds that there was maybe some stuff that was between Jaga and Mum-Ra here? Does Jaga switch sides? Like, you know, what do you play it out for me here?
I think they may go the route there is some kind of connection. I don't know how it's going to play out. I hope they don't turn Jaga evil. Right. That would kind of suck, but you know, we'll see. And I remember back in the old cartoon days that Mum-Ra could actually turn into and make yourself look like other creatures. So I'm kind of maybe thinking that maybe he actually is Calica. That is Mum-Ra. Mm. Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's not something I considered. Yeah. I tend to believe, because most of the time it's hard to kind of imagine, like, you know, these kind of established characters, even though Jaga is kind of like a fringe Thundercat.
Right.
He's still with, like, the hardcore loyalist like yourself, probably, like, that just said you don't want to see him turn evil. It's hard to imagine that they will, but then, like, someone like me that's not as much, you know, not as, like, as loyal to the idea, like, turn him evil, sure.
Right.
Like, I'm fine with it. Like, give me something new and, like, let's see where it's going. But I'm intrigued by it. It's like, again, the interpersonal dynamics and relationships between the Thundercats and this potential connection between Jaga and Mum-Ra is the best things the book has going for.
Right.
What about the art this time around? We kind of talked about it before. Any thoughts that differ this time around the art?
No, I mean, I kind of didn't really mind it as much this time. I didn't hate it the first time. Right. It was serviceable. I think it's still pretty serviceable for the story here. Not, you know, outstanding, but I think the artist does a good job in portraying all the characters.
Yeah, art again by Drew Moss. I think just like any artist, I think the more that they're drawing these characters and doing the, you know, designs and the work, you kind of see a little bit of subtle differences between the first book. And I felt like this issue was very much more consistent than the first issue. Even though there's less action, like, I feel like that may have given the ability to be a little bit more consistent with things.
Right.
I didn't have a big problem or anything. Like, you know, we always kind of just talk about the art is, does it detract? The art here by Drew Moss has never detracted for me. You know, it's not, you know, Mount Rushmore stuff, but I'm like, it's definitely serviceable and works really well for so far the story that you're kind of telling. Just some stuff I kind of had jotted down here, just some stuff I kind of liked versus disliked about the book. Likes the introduction to Calica. It opens up some nice story threads to kind of go into.
Yeah.
I like that Sly is just out there kind of doing his own thing. There's a dynamic between Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat where they're kind of like a little bit annoyed with Lino because he's kind of grown up and he doesn't want to play with them anymore.
Yeah.
But they also kind of, at the same time, they're kind of understanding that he needs, like, kind of the support from them. So, again, just another, you really never got a lot from Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat.
No.
So just to give them a little thread to pull on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this guy, 2 weeks ago, he was a kid just like us and we were all playing and having a good time. And now he's like a grown up with problems and he's showing the cat lady his barbed cat penis. And, like, now he doesn't have time for
us. Now he doesn't have time for us anymore.
Yeah, we already mentioned the dynamic between Panthro and Lino, another kind of big kind of plot point there that I'm enjoying. Things I didn't like about the book, I don't really have any. I don't really have any direct complaints.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I would say that I'm like, okay, I very much dislike that. I think this was, like, it moved the story along, but it also kind of felt a little fillerish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm interested to see where we're going. I know we're only 2 issues in, and maybe I'm, like, having too high of expectations here, but I'm wondering where we're going, like, what kind of story we're telling a little bit. But that's why I said I think our biggest complaint about the first issue was that it should have been, like, instead of 24 pages, it should be, like, 48 pages.
Like, 48, yeah.
Like, we probably should have, these 2 issues should have probably been, like, one big book.
Right.
And then, like, issue 2 should have been, like, the next progression of this. I think you would have got a lot more. I think you would have kind of wrote me in a little bit better if I kind of seen the the easing me back in, setting the stage, and then also kind of introduce a new character, and then at the end of it is twist, is she a Mum Ra Simp or not?
Gotcha.
48-page oversized edition, and then we go into issue two. I think that would have been better, but hey, what do I know? I don't publish comic books. I don't work for Dynamite.
Right.
I make no money. Anything else of interest that you want to think about, or any final thoughts before we go into kind of reviews here? I got one more question for you, but any kind of final thoughts for you?
Just kind of going back to your comments about the Mum Ra Jaga dynamic. You know, as long as it's smart storytelling and it's done well, I got no problem with it. Now, if it just turns out to be something corny and cliched,
right,
just for the sake of sales or just for the sake of doing it, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, if there's some kind of, I agree, if there's something kind of clever and of interest here, like if it is going to be a red herring, don't pull that thread for too long, because then it just becomes corny.
Yeah.
And if you just do it for like shock value thing, then that's different. But if you put a different spin on it and like actually build it up correctly and kind of set it up the right way, I think it could be interesting.
Yeah.
It's the only real, the big thread we got going right now. There's no interaction yet between the Thundercats and Mum Ra. Mm-hmm. Maybe, as you say, maybe Calica, maybe it is Mum Ra in some way. But I guess we'll see. My big question, though, is will we see Todd? So I was going to ask you, is my final question before we give you your reviews here. Any interest, if I said, hey, like, we could cover issue three or not, or would you continue reading after this or not?
I still want to kind of go ahead. I'll be honest with you. I'm not reading a whole lot of stuff new currently.
Right.
So, I think I've got enough in these two interests that my interest is kind of peaked. Mm. I kind of want to see where we're going. So I would be down to do issue three.
Yeah, fair enough. I would feel the same way. I'm interested. I'll at least hang around for five or six issues.
Right.
I'll give you five or six before I make my final judgment. Yeah. So let's go on to reviews here, Todd. So we rank comics using a scale from 1 to 10. Starting from 1, the ranks are torture, 2 awful, 3 bad, 4 subpar, 5 mediocre, 6 decent, 7 good, 8 great, 9 amazing, and 10 masterpiece. Todd, give us your final thoughts and review score for Thundercats number 2.
I think issue 2 is a 6 for me. It's decent. Like I say, it's not really very heavily action-oriented, but, at the same time, I think it gives us some time to kind of dwell with the characters more and kind of build their interactions. We kind of get this new character introduced. She may possibly be a Mum Ra drone or Mum Ra himself.
Trojan horse.
Right. Yeah. So, I'm interested, but, a decent issue.
Yeah, there's also a big chance that that's just a bluff, and it's just she's not involved with Mum Ra at all. It's just a tease. It's also like, it could be a big cock tease.
Right.
Like, just a cleverly executed panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
possible.
We'll see.
Yeah, possible.
I agree with you. I give Thundercats number 2 a 6 out of 10, which ranks it as decent as well. This is more of the same, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't go above the level of the first issue, and it doesn't drop below. It's been consistent so far. I rank the first one as decent. I feel like this follows in with that. I think these issues are coming out at $5 a pop, so that's something to consider. Like I said, I'll give it 5 or 6 issues to see kind of where this arc kind of goes, and if it kind of keeps my interest, and so far it has kept my interest. So I would recommend, if you're out there, if you're buying floppies or if you're buying digitally, it wouldn't be the highest priority, because I can't really tell you where comics are at right now. We don't read on a weekly basis anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you any of the big two's current continuity at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you anything.
If you don't have a big pull list and you're not $50 to $100+ in comics every week, then I would say put this on your list, put this on your pull list. I think you can maybe find something of interest if you had any kind of outside interest to the Thundercats, or you were kind of a diehard fan of the cartoon show. So, Todd, tell everyone how they can find us and get in touch with us on social media.
We are at Towel Capes on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Towel Capes Podcast on Facebook. You can also email us at towelcapespod@gmail.com.
If you enjoy the show, please consider following us on your podcast platform of choice and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Definitely helps us out if you subscribe and like the video. Towel Capes will return. We want to thank you so much for watching. Until next time, bye, guys.
See you guys.